When we got the notice that we were moving, first we were pretty excited about it, but along with the excitement came the overwhelming feeling of, oh my God, I have so many things to do. First of all, how are we going to move? Will we have the travel management office move us, TMO, or will we do a Diddy move and do it ourselves? Our first move, we did a Diddy move, so we were familiar with that. And for this move, we felt that we could do a Diddy move again. So that means we had to find a mover, which we researched online and found. So we went with a U-Pack, U-Haul type of moving company. We've gotten boxes. We've bought them online. We've gone to grocery stores and collected their extras. My husband works with some Marines who have recently moved, and they've offered to loan us some materials, the padding for the furniture and things like that. We decided to rent out our current home. So we will be returning to that spot. My husband has orders to go back to Quantico in Virginia when he's done with his schooling. So when we decided to rent our house, my husband had talked with several people at his base about how to go about renting it. Where do you list it? So we did find someone who was prior military themselves, and they list real estate properties for military members to rent by military. So it's military by owner. You do pay a fee, but they will list your property. And even if you opt to do that, take care of managing it while you are away. They deal with all of the emergencies or anything breaking and things like that. So for us, that was one less thing to worry about, was that we were going to have someone locally by our home who would be able to check on it for us and let us know if anything was wrong, kind of pop in on our renters and do an evaluation. I believe we set up like a 6-month check-in walkthrough where our property manager would just go in and make sure everything was okay and that they were good renters. They also do credit checks and reference checks. So that is what we did for in terms of renting our property. We opted to do base housing for the first time. My husband worked with the housing office out in California. We were put on a list at first for a house. We just received notification about a month prior to our leaving Virginia that we have a house. So this will be our first time living on base housing, but for this move, because it's across the country and I don't really have the availability to fly out there to California to kind of research the area and find a house in the community, we decided it would be a lot easier just to get on the base housing list and live on base. We will also be taking advantage of on-base childcare. We are on the waiting list currently for that, and hopefully by the time we get there, they will have a spot for my son. But nothing is confirmed, so that's a little unnerving, but I think it will be taken care of once we're there. I did use resources on Military Homefront and Military OneSource, and also the Marine Corps website, MCCS. So I was able to look at different relocation information on the difference between do-it-yourself moves and having the military move you. I also looked on the website of my husband's next duty spot, and they had a lot of great resources there about the child care facilities and things in that area. So I was able to contact them in advance. But the best way that I learned to actually get action done is I would do the research but give my husband certain tasks to make the phone calls to the child care center and make the phone call to base housing and things like that, because I can only take it so far as a spouse, and then ultimately it comes down to the military member to sign the paperwork and get on the lists and make a lot of the decision, but I did all the research and then just gave my husband individual tasks and phone calls to make